women have broken the record for cycling around the world on a tandem. Catherine Dixon and Rachel Marston, or Cat and Raz as they like to be called, cycled more than 18,000 miles across 5 continents and raised almost £35,000 for Oxfam and the Motor Neurone Disease Association. The two friends, both in their 50s, managed to cycle round the globe on Alice, their pink tandem, in 263 days, 7 hours and 7 minutes, beating the male world record of 281 days. The women, who travelled between 80 and 100 miles a day through 25 countries, caught one of the last ferries from Caen in France to Portsmouth on March the 17th and then cycled to Oxford to complete their record-breaking trip. They originally planned to return a few days later, but had to make their way back early due to Europe closing its borders because of coronavirus. The record is subject to official verification, which will take a few weeks. One of Norfolk's oldest auction houses has cancelled auctions for the first time in more than 150 years due to the coronavirus outbreak. T.W. Gaze, based in Diss, holds its auctions every Friday with occasional sales on Thursday and Saturday. But now, the house founded in 1857 has cancelled all auctions. Elizabeth Talbot, auctioneer and director, said, "We provided unceasing valuable services to the community throughout both world wars, and even the Great Depression did not stop us. For those for whom our regular auctions set life's rhythm, feed a passion or provide a social hub, our absence will take some getting used to, and we're missing them too. However, the important thing is now is for us all to stay safe and well." Despite auctions not being held at the houses, a property sale was able to go ahead online. Ms. Talbot added, "With extreme times upon us and best-laid plans disrupted for everyone, one local property agent has managed to fulfil the instructions of their vendors and satisfy the hopes of prospective purchasers by staging their latest property auction, following strict government guidelines under lockdown conditions. Planning and coordination was put into place by the head of residential property and director of T.W. Gaze, Mike Sarson. He notified sellers and buyers and gathered a small team of his staff to run the auction remotely from behind locked doors. In the end, it took one fabulous auctioneer, 4 back office staff calling and emailing all parties who had viewed or expressed interest, multiple phone lines, and 4 written bids. Ms. Talbot added, "The team, both the situation and the bespoke bidding process." Mr. Sarson said, "It was an unusual feeling to sit in a quiet office, linking with 6 colleagues who in turn were communicating remotely with bidders, compared to the usual drama of a packed auction room, but it worked. Our clients secured a sale and the buyers got the place they wanted. Members worked in their own space, complying with social distancing requirements and contacted all parties remotely. Special measures that were put in place included additional drafting of clauses to allow extended completion times if required and lots of extra telephone work to try to speak to all potential buyers and explain.